Steve Wood, Project Manager for Heartlands. Here on site at Heartlands, we've got a mix of sustainable technologies that were integrated into the development, including photovoltaic panels, a wind turbine, a biomass boiler, and rainwater harvesting.
Okay, so this wind turbine, first of all, what's it going to look like? Because obviously part of this Heartlands is the look.
Yeah, we've opted for a what's called a Quiet Revolution 5 wind turbine. It's a vertical axis machine, which is quite unusual, and it's got a helical design, so it'll look quite sweet on the eye.
So how does that work differently from a normal wind turbine that we're all used to seeing around the Cornish landscape?
Typically, the turbines that you see on the Cornish landscape are what's called a horizontal axis machine, where the blades actually face onto and perpendicular to the wind direction coming into the turbine. A vertical axis machine will take the wind from any direction, and it just spins on its axis vertically.
I suppose many people will look at it, and yes, it'll be great to look at. They'll also want to know, I'm sure, some of them, especially the children doing all sorts of science projects at school, how much electricity is it going to be generating?
The QR5 will generate about 5 kilowatts at its peak time, which would be enough to offset the electricity from about 2 homes.
Is that going to be powering the site itself? Or I suppose some of the electricity could go back into the national grid, couldn't it?
Yeah, with the mix that we've got here, both the photovoltaics and the wind turbine, at times the site will be generating more electricity than it's demanding. And at those times, then we would be exporting electricity back into the national grid.
So it's not just wind power, as you've just said. There's also a biomass boiler. What is a biomass boiler?
Biomass boiler is a large wood-burning stove, really. We're going to be feeding this one here on site with wood chips, which are going to be brought into a below-ground hopper and then augured into the biomass boiler. From there, it will be actually feeding 2 large accumulators, which will accumulate the hot water on site, and that will smooth out some of the peaks and troughs we have in demand. From the central heat generation station there, we've then got a district heat main, which will then supply heat around to all heat and hot water to all of the buildings around site.
We've got the hot water sorted. We've got some electricity from a wind turbine. You also mentioned solar panels. Now, there's a lot of roofs around here, aren't there?
Yeah, we've got some of the roofs on the new buildings, which face pretty much due south. We're going to put as much PV on those as we're able to, so photovoltaic panels. They'll be generating electricity. In total, we'll have about 500 square metres of PV installed across the new builds, which will generate in the order of about 40 kilowatts at peak.
So you're really setting an example, aren't you, to the rest of the community?
Very much, yeah. And we're also being an exemplar on how we can bring some of these old buildings back into life in a sustainable manner, where we've got existing buildings which we're going to be bringing back. And from a BREEAM point of view, they're going to be graded as very good. The new builds that we're building are going to be graded as excellent.
But it's not just the electricity, you're also sorting out the water. That's important to you, isn't it?
Yeah, we're in an area which is previously affected by mining and underlain by existing mine workings. We're having to be quite clever and innovative in the way that we deal with the water that we collect from site. The roofs will actually all discharge into some existing tanks that we're going to reuse, so a bit of recycling there going on. And then the water will be harvested from those tanks and then redistributed around site to serve all the toilet flushing within the buildings and also the irrigation of the new park that we create.
Now, I suppose some people have really bought into green energy and reusing water, and it's part of their average everyday lives, but there will also be a lot of people visiting the site who aren't so used to all of this. How are you going to be educating them?
We'll have that actually integrated into the displays and the interpretation of the site. For instance, the central plant room, which is the reused compressor house, will have a visitor area within it where they can come in and see the biomass boiler and be told about all of the systems we've integrated into the site and how it helps us sustain the project in years to come.